Well, it seems that the tire is the Rodney Dangerfield of the vehicle. It just doesn't get any respect. And I think it's in part a function of how well they perform that people think they're maintenance-free. But the reality is they're not maintenance-free. They don't need a lot of maintenance, but what they do need is really critical to whether or not you're going to have your tire for a long time or you're going to be going back to the tire store much sooner than you anticipated. So it is a couple things that people can do to take care of their tires and preserve optimum performance. The most important thing is to check the tire pressure and to do that every month and use the correct pressure for your tire. You know, don't look at the sidewall because that has a maximum pressure stamped on it. You want to do is open your driver's side door and look down. You should see a sticker that has the vehicle manufacturer's recommended inflation pressure. If you don't see that sticker, check the owner's manual, but use that pressure for your tires.
Does temperature have, is that an issue when checking pressure?
You know, like many things, you know, temperature can affect a lot of products. And, you know, when things get cold, they tend to contract. And air pressure is actually no different. As temperatures do drop, for every 10 degree drop in temperature, your tire pressure can drop about 1 to 2 PSI. So it becomes even more critical that you check your pressure every month because chances are, especially as you go through the fall and winter months, you're going to notice a loss in pressure. A lot of tire shops and mechanics this time of year start to get a lot of people calling them up or driving in saying there's something wrong with my tires. My light went on. And what they're referring to is a tire pressure warning light. And usually all that means at this time of year is that they haven't checked their pressure in a while, and the combined with the cold weather, you know, the tires need some air.
What else can we do, Dan, to lengthen the life of our tires?
Well, one thing you can do to make sure you have good grip on the road, first of all, is to do a very simple, inexpensive test to measure your tread depth. And we call that the penny test. And all it takes is a penny. What you want to do is take it and turn it upside down so Lincoln's head is pointed down. Then stick that penny into one of the tread grooves. If you can see all the way to the top of Lincoln's head with the penny upside down in there, then it's time to replace the tire. Your tire's legally bald, it's worn out, and it's time for new ones.
What can happen on the road? Do they just disintegrate? Do they, I guess, for lack of a better word, explode? Or how do they fail?
Tires wear out. What you start to notice is some increased stopping distances. You have less grip on the road, and this is particularly, you're going to notice this under wet weather conditions. So a longer stopping distance than you're ready for, you know, could lead to a crash when you're expecting your car to stop and it doesn't where you want it to. Blowout conditions are not necessarily a result of a tire with low tread depth. What usually happens when the sort of more traditional blowout is that your tire's been underinflated for a long time. You've not been diligent about maintaining it, and it builds up heat inside the tire. And that heat over time tends to cause damage and wears down the internal components of the tire. And at some point, that heat, you know, can result in the tire literally rupturing and sometimes separating and having a catastrophic failure. Most other times, what will happen is that your tire will just lose its air and you'll be stuck with a flat tire.
And finally, Dan, let's talk about alignment and rotation.
Alignment is critical to ensuring even wear of your tires. You notice you have an alignment problem if you notice your car pulling to the left or the right. Tire rotation is another way to get the most wear out of your tires because tires wear differently at each wheel position. Good rule of thumb is to rotate your tires every 5 to 8,000 miles. You can also check your owner's manual for if there's a different interval, but that's a good rule of thumb, every 5 to 8,000 miles, and you should be able to get the maximum life out of those tires.